Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, precious saints of God, and welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. I hope you're all doing well today on this Thursday. Well, today our series comes to an end, and I hope and pray that the Lord has ministered to you through this story about Jesus and the woman at the well. You know, there's a song I want to play for you. And the song is entitled, "This I Know, Jesus Loves Me." By the end of this encounter between Jesus and the Samaritan woman, the woman understood that Jesus loved her. She had five husbands, previous husbands, the love didn't last. And she had one now, and who knows where that relationship would go. But after meeting Jesus, she knew he loved her. For the Bible says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Nobody, and I do mean nobody, loves you like God loves you. Nobody. I'm sure you had a wonderful mother, a wonderful father, and I'm sure they doted on you and loved on you, but nobody, not mama and papa combined, can love you like Jesus loves you. Here's a song. The singer, the artist, the person who interprets this beautiful hymn, her name is Lydia Lard, and this is her rendition of "This I Know, Jesus Loves Me." I hope it ministers to you. And after her song, we'll get into our study.
It's ripping at the sea, and the lights keep growing louder with chaos at me. When the weight upon my shoulders is too much for my soul, won't you help me to remember those words? Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. All the tears are gonna end. I'll cross over the river. I'll sing it once again. Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong. They are weak, but He is strong. Jesus loves me. He loves me, this I know.
Do you know it? I hope you do. That'll make all the difference. Some of you are just ready to give up on life. You're so depressed. You're so down and out. You're so discouraged. You're tired of losing. You're tired of being a failure. You're just tired of going nowhere fast. No matter what you do, no matter how hard you try, nothing seems to work out. But I'm here to tell you, Jesus loves you. And He wants to meet you at your proverbial well. Jesus was in the midst of a revival. We opened up chapter 4 with it telling us that Jesus was baptizing more people than John the Baptist ever did. And in the midst of that great success, where people were coming to God in droves, Jesus said to His disciples, "You keep working. I have need to go to Samaria," because there was a woman in need. That, my friends, that, my brothers and sisters, that is the love of God, where God leaves a multitude to come to minister to little old you and to little old me, where we are, where we've been ostracized, where we've been rejected, where we've been put down, where we've been cussed at, when we've been given names, where the rumor mill swirls around us. Jesus meets us right there. I hope you open up your heart today and say, "Jesus, I'm ready to talk to you. Jesus, I'm ready to have our meeting. Jesus, I'm waiting. I'm like the woman at the well." You can be a dude, you can be a guy, you can be a brother and say, "Jesus, I'm like the woman at the well." It makes no difference, male or female. It makes no difference. Jesus is waiting. Well, we're going to pick up our story in John chapter 4, John chapter 4, verse 25. Open your Bibles to John chapter 4, verse 25. We're going to be reading from the English Standard Version of the Bible, the English Standard Version, starting at verse 25. We're just going to look at a few verses today and conclude our series, and then pick up a new series next week in the same chapter. John 4, 25, thus beginneth the reading of God's holy and most precious, precious word.
The woman said to him, "I know that Messiah is coming, he who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things."
As the conversation develops, notice this is the woman that no one talked to, no one cared to talk to. Here Jesus is engaging her in conversation, and she knows, listen, I know, I've heard, I've gone to church more times than enough to know that the Messiah, the Savior, the one who can fix it all, He is coming. He's coming. since I was a little girl sitting in the church. I've heard the stories. I've been told Jesus, the Messiah, the Anointed One, the Fixer, he is on his way. What she didn't realize was she was talking to him. She was talking to Jesus, the Christ, the Anointed One, the one promised by God so long ago. He was told for centuries that he would come, and that when he did come, he can tell people all things. You know, you could stand before Jesus, and many will on Judgment Day. You can stand before Jesus, and Jesus can tell you everything about your life. That testifies to his divinity. He is God. God knows all things. God is omniscient. So she says, when the Messiah comes, we know who he will be, and we know we can validate his claims because he will tell us all things, just like he told her. Where's your husband? And she says, I have none. And he said, right, you said. The man you're living with now is not your husband, and you've had five already, Messiah. He will tell us all things. You don't have to go into a confessional booth and pour your heart out. Jesus will tell you from day one who you are, where you've been, what you've done, and how to fix it. He is the one she was told would come, the one who could fix lives in one encounter. That's what Jesus does. You know, you can go to a psychiatrist year after year. How many people go to a psychiatrist or a psychologist every Thursday? To that one meeting, that one 50-minute meeting, the psychiatrist will say, well, go see the secretary, go see whatever her name is, Susan or, Emily. Go see Emily, Susan, and she'll give you next week's appointment, the time. And that goes on ad infinitum, week after week, month after month, year after year, decade after decade. People keep going to these doctors for help, for some alleviation of heart and mind. But they never break the cycle. Why? They're not the Messiah, Jesus. They can hear you out. They can listen to you. They can sympathize. They can tell you how heartbroken they are for you. But they can't really fix your life. They can prescribe some medication. They can manage your depression through a series of cocktails. But they can never fix what really ails you, which is your broken heart and your sinful nature. That you must give to Jesus. And that's why he wants to meet you. Now let's look at verse 26. She says, we know Messiah will come. Let's see how Jesus responds.
Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he.
There it is. I'm here. You heard he would come? Here I am today. I'm with you. This is your golden moment. This is your once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get it right. The one who speaks to you, I am he. I'm the one you heard would come. I'm here. I have arrived, and I came specifically for you. Let's read verses 27, 28, and 29.
Just then his disciples came back. They marveled that he was talking with a woman, but no one said, "What do you seek?" or "Why are you talking with her?" So the woman left her water jar and went away into town and said to the people, "Come, see a man who told me all that I ever did. Can this be the Christ?"
So the woman who was ostracized, the woman who was blacklisted, the woman who was trashed in the community, she ran and told the people, "Come see this man, which told me all things that I ever come see him. He's different. He's unique. He has so impacted me that here I am. We were not on speaking terms, but I am so bubbling over with joy. I am so bubbling over with hope. I am so bubbling over with anticipation that I am here telling you I will not keep this to myself. I need to introduce you to this man who in a few minutes has changed my life. Come and see. Let's find out if he is who he claims he is. Is he the Christ?" I want to close the broadcast today. You must be wondering, is Jesus real? Is he for real? Not only is he real, but is he for real on my behalf? Can he do for me what he did for the Samaritan woman? Well, I'll close the broadcast with this song. "No one ever cared for me like Jesus." May this song answer that question in your heart. I will see you next week as we start a new series on Manna from Heaven. The song by Linda Randall entitled "No One Ever Cared for Me Like Jesus."
I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus, since I found in him a friend so strong and true. I would tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. All my life was full of sin when Jesus found me. All my heart was full of misery and woe. Jesus placed his strong and loving arms around me, and he led me in the way that I should go. and darkness from me. Oh, how much